Blog Talk Radio.
Boy meets girl, you were my dream, my world, but I was blind. You cheated on me from behind, so on my own, I feel so all alone. Though I know it's true, I'm still in love with you.
here.
What's up, everybody? Welcome to another edition of WFSO Aftermath. I'm sorry that it took a little bit too long. I was trying to figure out what was up with Twitch, so I finally got that set up. So, and hello to everybody that's watching through our Twitch channel. Well, you had to go with the news first. Just from what we heard earlier today, not only Sunny has been arrested for, I think they said another DUI, one news source said, but she also been arrested for breaking a, what's that called, restraining order. Violating restraining order. But it seems like she can't get herself out of trouble, especially if, like, the comments she made, I think it was, like, around, like, a month ago about black men. It's just crazy that, you know, you're thinking that she's going to get it, like, hopefully she cleaned up her act and stuff, and you, that's what you hope, but it seems like that's not the case. But just some people, you just can't tell them nothing. Like, let them get in trouble and they, you know, do whatever. If you can't tell some people. But anyways, let's go to some more news. Just see here. WWE reported making big changes in the SummerSlam card. Let's see here. This year's SummerSlam likely will be taking place at the Performance Center instead of Arena, which we talked about earlier that they were going to do the that they were told that, you know, Boston didn't want to do any events till the fall. So with this year's SummerSlam, like, it's taking place at the Performance Center instead of Arena, and Edge being injured, WWE is reported making significant changes to the playing card. It was originally reported that Brock Lesnar was going to be part of the show, but now his involvement appears to be in doubt. Here's what the Twitter account by WrestleVotes noted about the situation. Was told this weekend the projected SummerSlam card that creator had in place a few months ago has been torn up. Edge's injury played a big part, as well as the lack of audience. No fans means WWE has little desire to have Lesnar on the pay-per-view. Two major matches scrapped. We can understand, like, with the Edge injury, with him being hurt. That I can understand, because they probably was going to do one more match with him and Orton. So we understand that. But don't want to have Lesnar on the pay-per-view because there's no fans. That's makes no sense. It's like, you probably don't have no fans in the stands or whatever, but still, you'll be able to have maybe more people tuning in on the network, or maybe they want to watch who he go against or whatever. But just from what I know, excuse me for a moment. So excuse me, just from what I noticed, they wanted him and Brock and Lashley to go at it, but hopefully this would have been the night that they would have done it. Unless they're trying their best to try to save it for another time. Which I know, like, what Brock's contract looking like or Bobby's contract looking like. So, but we just hope that they'll do that match sometime soon, because it's I think it'll be an interesting match. So let's look for more news. Let's see, this was what I was reading earlier. Charlotte issued the following statement on Twitter regarding to why she hasn't been on WWE since June 22nd edition of Raw. Said, "My air conditioner is broken. We have a little free time. These tweets may be spaced out a bit, but we're going to talk time off. Fat surgery and boobs." "Entire world having an opinion on the topic bothers me more than I care to let on. So we are going to discuss it. I'm going to save the history of my booze for a different bedtime." So picture it. Charlotte, North Carolina, 2018. A young queen shortly after her career-defining WrestleMania victory finds herself sicker than sick at her brother's house. "A trip to the doctor tells us lightly corporate is silicone poisoning that my implant had been leaking for quite some time. It was one of the worst cases the doctor had seen. At the time, I had few opinions on fixing the issue. Each option has a specific recovery time. I love this job more than anything, so I picked the opinion that allowed me to return the soonest. That was the choice I made. Fast forward to a few months ago, something fell out, so I went back to the doctor. Same issue again. This time, I'm going with the opinion that I believe will solve the issue long time, even though the recovery period is a little bit longer than I would like. To clarify, I do not have silicone poison at this time. The surgery is cosmetic to fix the issue from a prior surgery. I'll be back when I'm ready. My body will be rested, and the mind still focused on legacy. Focus on this job. Focus on being better. Always being better." Oh, wow. I didn't think she would really like put that issue out there. I think some people knew that. I think everybody knew those were like implants, because what they showed, I think they showed it early. I looked at it early this morning, like when, when Charlotte had debut on Raw, which you can tell it doesn't look like that she, you know, had much there, but fast forward to whenever she got them, just like, you know, just, you know, have them. But yeah, like I said, I think everybody knew. So I'm sorry, they're just showing Cannonball, so shockingly on that. So, yeah, this is interesting that, because everybody knew that she had Fables, and they just had to, like she said, they had to fix them and correct them. And from what Mike was saying, when he saw the new photos of Charlotte, he just like, her boobs are weird. Oh, God, I just think that's a little bit funny. Oh, excuse me. I can't say like who would have thought, because everybody knew, but some people that probably saw them that new photo of her would have, you know, would have tell that she did, but just crazy. Let's look for more news. Let's see. Oh, God. Let's see. Let's see, this would be interesting. Possible timeline for AEW having fans at Deadly's place again. Let's see. It's kind of the same thing, WWE, like when they're going to plan on having their, Let's see, like I was saying about like WWE talk about they bring their fans like in, or they're gonna start, you know, touring whatever. So most likely it's gonna be in, there's speculation that AEW might be able to start having paying fans in attendance again for Dynamite shows. Starting in September. Jacksonville Jaguars announced the following regards events taking place with fans in the TIAA Bank Field this fall. It was our sincere hope to welcome the capacity crowd to TIAA Bank Field this fall and celebrate together with the First Coast community. However, with the health and well-being of everyone in mind, the Jaguars anticipate reducing the capacity this season. In compliance with the state and local authorities and the following CDC social distance guidelines, TIAA Bank Field will be able to set probably 25% of its capacity at each Jaguars home game in 2020. Once the season begins, any future increase in ability depend on developments on the health and safety front. The AEW Stadium's Stampede match took place in TIAA Bankfield, which is connected to Daily Place. It's believed that AEW and other sporting events could adapt the similar attendance policy. WrestleZone.com. Jericho talked about AEW having fans in attendance at Daily's Place. For us in Jacksonville at Daily's Place, it's a 6,000 seat amphitheater. You can put 1,000 people in there and space them out 6 feet accordingly and have the 1,000 people. I think we're just waiting on the okay from the governor on that. I say, hell, start with 100 people, start with 200 people. Wherever the rules is, I think we're almost there. So it seems like in the fall, everybody is going to start, you know, going, like doing events or going to arenas and things like that. So that's a good thing that they're, you know, putting out there that they want to, you know, at least have fans back, which in my opinion, I would like that too, because I miss going to shows. I miss going to basketball games and just going to certain places. Like, I know there are certain places I can go to now, but there's other places like, you know, seeing Bucks play. Well, we won't be able to see that till December, which kind of sucks, but it would just be cool if, you know, it'd be cool if we can just have that, you know, have like a crowd. This is interesting. We'll get to that in a minute. But look, for like for people that's listening from Milwaukee, the rumor is that, you know, they might have to sit down anywhere this year's day. So that's a possibility. And it's the rumor. So all stuff. I think like almost will at least go back to normal. We hope. There's some people that are saying there could be a second wave of COVID or whatnot that's gonna that might happen. Only thing we can do is pray and hope that that's not the case. So hopefully that's not the case. Okay. Let's see. The interesting article I wanted to read is talking about WWE may be doing Evolution pay-per-view on August 30th. So according to Pro Wrestling Unlimited, there is talk about WWE doing Evolution 2 pay-per-view event on Sunday, August 30th. And it was also mentioned that WWE could be bringing Tessa Blanchard for the show. Sean Rossap of Fightful.com noted that there has been talk about WWE Network special airing the weekend after SummerSlam. According to PW Insider, WWE SummerSlam will take place at the WWE PC. I've been told in recent weeks there was also a talk for WWE Network special the following weekend, but I don't know the status of that now. Oh, there's like a little video. So let's play.
We already know that SummerSlam is coming to us on August 23rd, live on the WWE Network, and well, from the Performance Center, because they can't get an arena to let them actually run in anyway. With WWE running SummerSlam on August 23rd, there's also been talk of running another event on August 30th. Again, as we report here, the sources have told PW Unlimited that WWE is picking around two different ideas to run a WWE Network special on Sunday, August 30th. The two ideas are either running as a second night or second week of SummerSlam, or even going the route of finally giving the fans WWE Evolution 2. And from what we're hearing, WWE pushing women like Asuka, Sasha, and Bayley really, really predominantly right now could be the reason because they're ramping up to an Evolution 2 pay-per-view event. We've also been told that if they do go with the Evolution idea and do the all-women's pay-per-view, that could be where we see the possible debut of Tessa Blanchard. As of right now, it is being rumored and reported that Tessa Blanchard is likely to sign with WWE after being released from Impact Wrestling and AEW not having any interest in signing the second-generation superstar. So with that, if the WWE executives are contemplating running a network special on August 30th, it will either be entitled SummerSlam Part 2, or even be an all-woman preview and be the second WWE Evolution show. Now, some of you may ask, well, why haven't we gotten Evolution since that first one? And that was because, to the company, they actually lost their money. They actually didn't really, what's the one saying, benefit from as far as monetarily. But with it being a network show, with it being from the WWE Performance Center, they just tack it on as another day of tapings, even tape it in advance. Bada boom, there you go. You've got a whole other special that you put up on the network and try to get more people to sign up for it. So with that, if we do hear anything further on this possible August 30th WWE Network special, we'll have it for you right here on Pro Wrestling Unlimited. But that's going to do it for this episode. Remember to comment below, like and share this video, like us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. Subscribe right here on YouTube.
Oh, I thought it was a video from WWE Network. That's from PW Unlimited. I just thought it was like a video from WWE themselves just saying that. So, rather if it be the Evolution pay-per-view, then being like a SummerSlam, like, because if they want to do something big, like it's their second pay-per-view, they don't need to treat it like they did with WrestleMania this year. I think they can do like their 9, 10, or 11 matches on there and be okay. Ooh, excuse me. But that's just what I think. I think they'll be okay if they just did like one night of SummerSlam. Not like 2 nights or 2 weeks or whatever. So, I think they're better off just doing Evolution pay-per-view. And I heard that they did lose money off of that, which I didn't know, but I don't know. I just think that they, you know, should do Evolution. That's my thing, so. And interesting that they said they might sign Tessa Blanchard. I wonder if they're automatically going to put her to the roster or have her start from the NXT. Who knows? But if they do that, well, at least the Women's Revolution will be bigger for WWE. And it'd just be interesting, just put it that way. Let's see. I think that's what we're all going to do with news right now. So when we come back, we're going to do like talk about the shows that happened this week. I mean, last week, and including tonight's Raw. We're also going to give you wrestlers of the week and probably some other stuff we're probably going to talk about too. So just watch out for that. So just stay tuned and we will be right back.
How can you see?
Discretion is advised. So I should have said that earlier, so I apologize. So we're sorry for the swearing. So I watched a little bit of Impact last week. They had a tag match of Taya Valkyrie and Rosemary. Surprising, I need to see what's going on with that. Going against Kylie Rae, and I think is her name is Susie, I believe. Hopefully I got that right. And they won. Let's see. Sami Callihan went against, I think it was Jason Alexander from the North. And Sami Callihan won. Jordynne Grace. Sorry if I said it wrong. Went against Kimberly. Jordynne Grace did win that match. I think that's all I can think of right now that happened on Impact. Although I only saw like some of it. It was decent, and I know they like a week away from this Saturday. Well, yeah, this coming Saturday is Slammiversary, so that will be interesting to watch and see. May watch it, or I might end up watching late because I do got Impact Plus, and I don't know if they show it live or whatever. I don't know. But, I would say, like, the matches that I've seen, I would probably give it a 1 to 10. I would give it, like, a 8. Sorry, but I'm sorry, just like look watching a little bit of Cannonball. So let's talk about with NXT, which had one of the greatest matches ever, and this was Great American Bash week 2, the conclusion of that. You got the street fight with Candice LeRae versus Mia Yim. I thought Mia Yim was going to win it, but I was wrong. Candice LeRae won that match. Bronson Reed went against Tony Nese, and Bronson Reed did win. Isaiah Swerve Scott went against Johnny Gargano, and Johnny Gargano won that match. It was a 6-man tag. I know that was Joaquin Wilde and, his team. Well, it ain't his team, it's the other guy's team. I can't even catch his name. Well, whoever's the current Cruiserweight champion, and them two went against Breezango and Drake Maverick. The other team have won that match. Santana Garrett went against the debut, because she'd been on and off of NXT for like a while. I'll just say just making her return with a different attitude, Mercedes Martinez. And Mercedes Martinez did win that match. And I think this one of these matches that you can call match of the year candidate, I would say. The winner take all match. Keith Lee, the North American champion, went against the NXT champion, Adam Cole. And like I said, it's been very good. Like, I try to focus on that match and just yeah, but anyways, like I said, it was a good match. Apparently, these shows was like taped before, but they had two alternate endings of it between Keith Lee and Adam Cole. And from what they said, they went with the original ending, which has Keith Lee winning it all, and he did. So now he's now the first NXT Black double champion. Let's see. I don't know if there was a... Yeah, it was a Black double champion before, but I'm just saying he's the first in NXT to do it. You want to know the first Black double champion, which is, I believe it's D.O. Brown, when he won the European and the Intercontinental champion, well, title. I think he already had the European title. I think he was going for the Intercontinental title against Jeff Jarrett, and he won that. So, yeah, they need to do a story for D.O. Brown or something like that. They need to. That's just my opinion on that. AEW's Firefest Night 2. Apparently, it was another tag team title match where Kenny Omega and Adam Page went against Private Party along with Matt Hardy. So, Omega and Page did win the match. Joey Gemma versus Lance Archer. Lance Archer won that match. Let's see. Eight-man tag, you have the Lucha Bros, the Butcher and the Blade going against FTR and the Young Bucks. And the Butcher, the Blade, and the Lucha Bros did win that match. Nia Rose was in action, and she was saying that she has a manager, and I guess she's not going to reveal that manager anytime soon, but we'll see. Dark Order and Colt Cabana went against SCU on Dark Order, and Cabana won. And this was a good main event, too, so it was really good. Orange Cassidy versus Chris Jericho. Chris Jericho did win that match. So I would give AEW from 1 to 10. I would give it an 8 as well. Although Nia Rose had fought like two women, but unknown women in a handicap match, it would have been good if she would have, you know, faced somebody. That's just my thing. Let's see. And we're going to SmackDown. Jeff Hardy versus The Miz. Although they had a little segment like Jeff Hardy should have a bar fight with against Sheamus at Extreme Rules. But see, well, they didn't put it up there, but they said it's going to happen eventually. But what happened to Extreme Rules, who knows? Tag match with Bayley and Sasha Banks versus Alexa Bliss and Nikki Cross. Ooh. Yeah, they blacked out. Bayley and Sasha Banks did win the match. And the silly thing is they had karaoke showdown on SmackDown with the ladies, with Lacey Evans, Tamina Snuka, Dana Brooke, and Naomi. Naomi did win the contest, but I thought that Lacey Evans should have won. That's just my opinion. But what can you say? Which ended up being a match with Naomi versus Lacey Evans. They were fighting in their street clothes. And the match ended up with... Ooh, sorry. So the match ended up being a no contest. Ooh. The next up was, well, the main event was the SmackDown Tag Team Championship. The New Day went against Shinsuke Nakamura and Cesaro. And I think the New Day had won by disqualification. And they did show the match between Bray Wyatt and Braun Strowman with the with their match, where their title match going on at, I think it was last month's pay-per-view, I believe. And they show that match. So, that's SmackDown. And I give that a 5 because I know they shown the Universal Championship match, but still, crazy that they only had like 4 live matches. They really need to stop with that. They need to put more, at least 5 to 6 matches on SmackDown, not just doing 4. I'm sorry, but it's just ridiculous. Really ridiculous. And now let's talk about Raw. Raw started, they start out with the VIP lounge with MVP and Dolph Ziggler was his guest. Drew McIntyre came out, kind of punched Dolph Ziggler, and kind of spooked MVP, which is kind of hilarious. With the tag team elimination match with Viking Raider versus Angel Garza and Andrade and Angel Garza did win that match. Tag match between Iconics versus Ruby Riott and the returning Bianca Belair. Ooh, excuse me. Which is like about time they do something with her. So Ryan Blair did win the match. 24/7 championship match. Akira Tozawa versus R-Truth. It was a no contest because Shayna Baszler also returned. Which is good because like they ain't do nothing with her for a while, so they finally doing something with her. It ended up in no contest. She ended up being up the ninjas. Kira said that he was out, he left, and she was looking at R-Truth. R-Truth was just like, I'm out. And she was saying her piece about that the women's division is a little bit of a joke she's coming to clean it up, so to speak. Murphy versus Aleister Black. Aleister Black won by disqualification. That bronze Rey Mysterio and Dominik out. And Kevin Owens was on Aleister Black corner and Seth Rollins was on Murphy's corner, which now came to Seth Rollins versus Kevin Owens. And Kevin Owens did win that match. R-Truth versus Randy Orton, that was a quick match. Randy Orton won the match. And Big Show, I guess he's going to come down there to help R-Truth. Randy Orton stopped him and said, this is between me and you. I'm challenging you to a match this next Monday, the non-sanctioned match. So Randy Orton and the Big Show will have a non-sanctioned match next Monday. Bobby Lashley and Ricochet went one-on-one. Bobby Lashley won. And the main event was the WWE Women's Tag Team Championship match, which was a good match. My nose itching. Which ended up being a good match with Sasha Banks and Bayley, current women's tag team champions, versus Kairi Sane and Asuka, the Kabuki Warriors. It was a good match from top to bottom. Probably will be match of the night. But Sasha and Bayley did retain their titles. I think that's it for like Raw, and excuse me. Let's see. How about I rate this Raw. I would rate it from 1 to 7. I would rate it a 7. Very close to the 8 because I think that R-Truth Randy Orton should have kept on going, but although it was a great match and the Bobby Lashley versus Ricochet match kind of ended a little bit quick as well, in my opinion. Could have went on a little bit longer. So that's why I'm giving it on Raw a 7 out of 10. Well, I got to check something out right quick because I got to look for wrestlers of the week. So just hold on a second. Hey, can you check that out? Let's see if I can find it. I got 90 seconds, so bear with me. I'm trying to give out wrestlers of the week. So is Keith Lee and Keith Lee and Naomi are wrestlers of the week. Keith Lee and Naomi. So those two are wrestlers of the week. Check out WrestlingFansSpeakOut.weebly.com for like upcoming events in the Illinois and Wisconsin area. Also, follow us on Twitter. Well, look for me on Instagram. Look for Maddie's Memory on Facebook as well. Also, like and subscribe to our YouTube page because this Friday, well, hopefully Friday or Saturday, I'm going to have both like previews of Slammiversary and Extreme Rules. So, I think that'll be it for tonight. So, y'all have a good night on Blog Talk Radio, and we will see y'all next week. And don't forget Hazel's show this Wednesday. Until then, y'all have a good night, and see you later.